Hey, Freedom Seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your partner in building a business that works harder than you do. When you find value in today's episode, please share it with a fellow entrepreneur because entrepreneurship, let's face it, it can be a lonely road. And sometimes a simple boost by sharing of an episode can really help each other rise. All right, let's dive into today's episode with a quick recap of what we've discussed this week. Monday, we talked about how to build a business that doesn't break when you take time off. Tuesday, we tackled the tough question of how to get your team to actually buy into system changes. Wednesday, I shared a story of how I helped scale a solar electric business without ever getting on a roof. On Thursday, we exposed the silent chaos tax that's draining your time and energy and your money every single day. Now today, we're going to tie it all together with one thing that makes or breaks your freedom, your mindset. Because you can have the best systems in the world, but if you're still clutching to control like a life raft, your business will never run without you. Let's be real, hanging on to control feels like the right thing to do, doesn't it? Why? Because here's all the things I've heard, and guys, I'm sure there's more, but this is a good start. You don't trust others to do it the way you would do it. You're afraid mistakes will be made. You're worried things will slip through the cracks. You believe clients will only be happy if you touch everything. You've been burned before. An employee quit. So why hire? A contractor disappointed you. So now you arm yourself with control. And sometimes it's just simply faster to do it yourself. On the surface, these reasons make sense. They even sound responsible. But here's the real harsh reality. Clinging to control isn't saving your business. It's suffocating it. And worse, it's suffocating you. You end up solving the same problems day after day. You keep hoping your team will step up, but they don't. I can't tell you how many times I've thought that myself. Eventually, they're going to get it. Either way, it's either like they don't either because they turn over, right? You lose them and you have to get somebody new, or because, and this is the real kicker, they've just learned to lean on you as the fallback. And so the cycle repeats, always on you, always exhausting, always stuck. Quick side story. I remember saying this episode to you. I'm reminded of this time back in, I don't remember what year it was. I was working in one of the dealerships I worked at. And I had written a book of information, a resource guide for every single thing you could possibly need, every question that needed to be answered, every unknown that needed to be known. And it was organized with little tabs. I printed them off for each new employee. I went through it with them so they knew where to go to get information. I quizzed them on it within their first 30 days. This was our playbook. And I remember this one day I walked through the office and Maria turned to me and she asked me a question. I don't really remember the question. It was probably like, what recall number is blah, 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 something like that. For some reason, I had all that random information in my brain. And I looked at her for a second and I said, why didn't you just look it up on the sheet? And she straight up said to me, it's just easier to ask you. So listen to me when I say, your team will lean on you if you let them. And this is why sometimes the simple shift comes in just deciding to stop being the bottleneck. So how do you break the cycle? How do you step out of this bottleneck position into a leadership position? Here are three simple shifts. Number one, shift your mindset from perfection to process. Instead of thinking no one can do it like me, ask, what system would make this repeatable without me? McDonald's didn't scale because of perfect burgers. They scaled because of consistent systems. Leadership means building processes that allow other people to succeed. Number two, shift from fear to trust with guardrails. Yes, mistakes are going to happen. Things will fall through the cracks, especially in the beginning stages. It will be clunky, but not because your team is incompetent. It's because you haven't built the system or you're in the process of building the system. Trust doesn't mean blind faith. And frankly, guys, a lot of times what you take for granted, there's so many nuances that business owners just do without thinking or even realizing they're doing it. It's very common when you write a system or a process as a part of your business to skip those things. So when your team starts doing it, they don't know all the little gaps and things that you're thinking about 10 chess moves ahead, right? So it means creating simple, teachable systems and then giving people room to grow inside of them. And that means giving them some grace. Number three, shift from doing to leading. Every time you step in and say and save the day, you reinforce the idea that your team can't handle it. But when you step back and let them try and coach instead of correct, you turn followers into leaders. That's when your business starts running on people and systems, not just you. This could be one of the hardest parts of letting go. I remember when Rick was building his team up in the field, oftentimes he would see them about to make a mistake, and rather than just course correcting or talking them through it because it was time consuming or whatever the reason was, he would just jump in and do it. And in his mind, he thought, oh, they're watching me and they're going to learn from me, and next time they'll be able to do it. But that isn't how people learn. People learn by doing and with constructive feedback. So you have to give them that chance to really get in and get their hands dirty. I want you to think for a moment, and if you can, close your eyes and really visualize this. Your team moving forward without stopping to ask you for permission every hour. Clients being followed up with, invoices being sent, proposals going out, all without you checking everything. You finally free to think big picture, focus on strategy, and maybe even just take a breath. That's what happens when you stop clinging to control and start leading with systems. But here's the real challenge. You're too close to your business to see all the little things that you're doing, like I mentioned, that your team needs to know. The little steps you do without even thinking, those are the very things that are keeping you from building a truly rock solid system. And because they're second nature, many times you don't even realize they need to be captured. That's where we come in. In our proprietary clockwork method at Business in a Box Solutions, we think for you. We find the nuances, the invisible steps, the bottlenecks that you've normalized, and we turn them into simple, bulletproof processes that anyone can follow. So book a free consultation. The link is in the description below. And instead of carrying your business on your shoulders, let's help you finally have a system that carries it for you. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.